Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. Beautiful day out there. I hope it is where you are as well. And it's funny, as I was about to come on, I just realized last night my wife and I went out to dinner and started to talk about all the dumb things people do who don't realize the consequences at stake, not checking for liens on homes, not looking at banks, not doing the proper shopping as you should do with such an important investment, whether you're borrowing money, looking at, I mean, it just goes on and on. And I think one of the most, underestimated issues here, and I have to tell you, I'm guilty. I never really gave any thought about it, was to check the bank's viability that you're dealing with, and you need someone to do it. In the sense of bank ratings and research. That's why I was spending so much time with a very bank in Rhode Island. And I want to give you the website. It's veribanc.com regarding bank ratings and research and just how important this is. And rejoining us again this week, as he's been doing every week, is Michael Heller. He is the president. Michael, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be here again. Thanks for inviting me back, Stu.
Can you just reemphasize the statement I made that too many people take these things for granted or don't even think about them?
That's true to a degree. Lots of times we're so busy, we've got so much logistics on our plate that we just don't think about these kinds of checks and balances, if you will, and the downstream effect they could have by not checking on it. So for people that aren't familiar with us, we are a bank rating and research firm. We can tell you how safe your bank or credit union is. We are completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest, because no bank or credit union has ever paid us to rate them. You won't find any click-through fees on our click-through links on our website, so you're guaranteed no conflict of interest. Our ratings model is able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and usually at 6 months in advance. Last week we had talked about the big S&L failure of Washington Mutual that happened during the banking crisis. We had that pegged over a year in advance. So the model works both for the smaller banks as well as the mega banks like the Washington Mutuals of the world.
Do people know out there that whether or not the bank and its regulators are going to report on an imminent failure?
No, Stu. No bank, as you can imagine, is ever going to know that the regulators are going to come in, usually on a Friday afternoon, and close them down. Usually they've made that decision, if they have the time, 60 to 90 days in advance. And, of course, the bank's not going to tell you because they're not going to know. They're usually caught by surprise, although the regulators aren't surprised. And, again, as I mentioned, the regulators usually, through an examination process, will have earmarked that particular institution, and they contact one of their divisions to try to find banks in the area that will be willing and are able to take either the assets of the bank, which for banks are loans and lines of credit, and their liabilities, which, again, for a bank are their deposits, which that's one of the areas that I think a lot of people aren't really thinking about today, in that if you have, let's say you've got a line of credit, you're a business and you have a line of credit, or you have college tuition or an addition coming on and you go get a home equity line of credit. Well, just remember the amount of time you had to go through to, you know, visit the branch, fill out their forms, provide them with, if you're a business, audited financials, and if you're a consumer, the paperwork you had to provide them. It usually takes hours to go through that process. So you've established your line of credit or your home equity line of credit if you're a consumer. And if your bank fails, the bank that assumes it, and again, that's the best case scenario. If the FDIC can find a bank in the neighborhood or in the area to take over your bank, usually they try to take not only all the assets, which are the loans and lines of credit, but as well as the deposits. But they are under no obligation, and I want to underscore that, the assuming bank is under no obligation to take that line of credit or home equity line of credit and the way it is. And in most cases, they will re-underwrite it, which means now you have to go through that process all over again. Usually the result is lower lines of credit limits and different types of in more onerous covenants. So I want people to understand that our service not just is available for people that have maybe CDs or money market accounts or payroll accounts that they are concerned or should be concerned through a due diligence effort. But we can also provide that same type of analysis and assessments of how, excuse me, how safe your bank is if you've established either a line of credit if you're a business or a home equity line of credit if you're a consumer.
It used to be $100,000 was guaranteed by the FDIC, then it went up to $200,000. So if someone's got $1 million in cash, and I mean they want to keep this very concentrated and focused, and you know, I know to a lot of people it sounds like a lot of money, but there are a lot of people with $1 million in cash. Should they put $250,000 in each of four different banks?
Well, there's a number of ways you can monitor or parse out your risk depending upon what your strategy needs to be. That's certainly one way. You can park $250,000 in each bank, or you can set it up under different ownership rules. The FDIC looks at account ownership when they determine the level of insurance. So, for example, you and your wife, you could have a joint account for $250,000. Stu Taylor could have his own ownership account. That would get you another $250,000, and your wife could have her own account, and that would be another $250,000. So you could actually, between the two of you, set up three accounts, each with different ownership, and you'd have a total, in that case, of $750,000. Now, some people will ask, well, but, you know, I want to think about, you know, what happens if something happens to me or my wife. Well, you can always add a beneficiary if you have children, or even if you want to provide for a company or I can't think of the word now, where you donate money to a charity, they can be listed as a beneficiary. So that's two ways you can cover that risk. The third way is we have what we call our blue ribbon list of banks. These are the safest banks in the country. We've only had one blue ribbon fail on us at the time that they were designated as a blue ribbon. So that has virtually eliminated bank failure risk if you're looking at blue ribbon banks. So there's three ways that you can mitigate that type of risk, Stu.
All right. Can't believe how fast the clock has gone here. We had so much more to cover here. We're going to cover it next week. So instead of me posing a question, a formal question here with about 20 seconds to go, you got about 15 to 20 seconds just to make a short concluding statement.
Sure. I'm happy to answer questions. If you folks that are listening have any questions about the banking industry in general, we have a number of reports that are free on our website that provide insight into the banking industry from a high-level standpoint over the past 3 years. It's very
all right, that's verybank.com, spelled with a C at the end of bank. Thank you so much, Michael.
I look forward to
chatting with you next week.
This is Steve. All righty. Thanks again.
Stay on.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Ah, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Wow. All right. Always a big story every day. And no, I'm not talking about the Red Sox with a 10-run ninth inning. That stuff is just kind of, it's starting to wear a little thin. Maybe it's all these years watching it. But the more important issues, the ones that are relevant. And let me be clear, I think people need these diversions. I think they need these moments of joy and happiness. But every time I see a group going crazy, I don't know, maybe I'm just arrogant, dancing up and down. I don't think I'm jealous. But, they, you watch the Today Show in the morning. They're out there at 6 in the morning waiting for the cameras. I, in one sense, I envy it. In the other sense, I don't get it. But I don't know how I even got there, because I really want to get to a couple of things here. Number one, Barry Hussein Obama. Remember he got the Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing? Oh, was he at the Kennedy Library with that stupid, I can't think of any other way to describe it, she's stupid. Stupid. Caroline Kennedy being presented this award. Remember all the hassle during the election, she chose to support Obama and not Clinton. It's like going after Freddie or Jason in one of those Freddie and Jason movies. I mean, where are you worse off? So he's there with his just total arrogance. Yeah, I know I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I can't help it if I'm watching the news in the morning and switching from networks to networks and they show a clip of it. Oh, now he gets the Portrait of Courage or the Courage Award from Kennedy. It's unbelievable. Every day, it's more and more unbelievable. Enough of him. That people say, hey, you know, it's enough about Clinton. It's enough about Obama. However, it's still in the news. And this guy is back. He won't leave. He just won't go away. So the French elections are held, and Macron defeats Le Pen. This is kind of anti-nationalism, anti-illegal immigration, anti-Brexit. It's all the things I didn't want, and I don't know much about this 39-year-old guy. You know, I think of these charming young guys like Pierre Trudeau of Canada. They take over a country. See, people love their looks. It's not that he's overwhelmingly handsome. It's just 39, charming, and he won that election. I'm not going to be losing sleep over it here, but I certainly must say what a huge disappointment this is. And these ramifications will be felt worldwide. Keep those borders open, France. I've been there twice. I love the city. My favorite place that I've ever visited, France, Paris, France. I still think of being in a surreal environment. People who have gone know what I'm talking about. You reach all these intersections. There's like five or six streets in one intersection and gorgeous buildings everywhere you go. A wonderful, safe city at the time to go to. And now look what's happened. And now they're going to... People just don't learn, do they? You've got Muslim terrorist groups. You're forbidden to grow into their areas just like you are in certain places in England. And it's getting worse and worse because the parents and the leaders are saying reproduce, have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. It's right in front of your eyes. It's not that this is something that's just happening and we're not aware of it. Doesn't matter. You can go back to Munich, and that's the starting point, I think. Then you can move fast forward to the World Trade Center and the two incidents, especially that horrific 9/11 one. Doesn't matter. Human rights, diversity. I'm not against human rights, and I'm not against diversity. I don't want diversity forced upon me. And I want it to be selective diversity because there's just too much danger out there. So I think this was a huge injustice. But the French people have spoken, and that's the law. And this is what we're all going to have to live with. On the issue of health care, much more imminent, much more important. And it's one of those huge, huge concerns, one-sixth of the economy, that I'm having trouble landing in favor with one group. I tend to go with the conservative groups. You hear the backwards and forwards, we're going to lose 24 million jobs. We're going to 24 million people not covered. We're going to get 22 million people covered. Preconditions will be honored. Well, they won't be honored in certain... I haven't read the bill. But I better know more about this bill than some of the people in Congress who haven't read the bill. Because when they stand up there like a bunch of parrots touting to their constituency, it's nothing short of revolting. Now, I mean, I'm angry at both parties. There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is this. Whether you want this bill, whether you don't want this bill, and I don't know how you know, except to say, well, I'm in a position right now where I've been covered handsomely by Obamacare. And I know some of these people, and I don't say to them, well, you shouldn't have it. I say, it's working for you. Yeah, it's working. Something works for everyone. I mean, after all, it took a $1 billion website for this to fail to eventually make it happen, right? Yeah, right. I don't know what the resolution of this is, but I know what the resolution isn't, and the resolution isn't taking this bill and ramming it down Congress's throat to pass right away. And I'm frankly really disappointed in this alliance between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. Now people say, see, I told you to vote for Hillary. What's that got to do with what I'm saying? It doesn't. We're in a difficult situation facing infrastructure, facing tax reform, cutting tax for the middle class, the wall. I'll tell you, if God were running the government, he'd have problems. This is Stu Taylor.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me, darling, you send me, honestly.
All right, there's some people, a lot of the hour is unpleasant. For others, it's, well, it's stressful when you're forced to think about fiduciary responsibility and banks and how we should handle things. You say, oh, Stu's got Michael Heller on again from Very Bank. But, you know, it's part of what the show is. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I don't mean to paint the negative picture of everything else, but this is the really good, because this is the part that's always exciting. Joining us again, as he does frequently, I'm going to have to say my friend and general manager of Seasons 52 in Burlington, Massachusetts, one of the truly extraordinary restaurants to go to where, I mean, the value is, I think the value is unmatched, Dan Hebenstreit. And the website is seasons52.com. Dan, so nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to speak with you again. It's been a long time, or a little while anyways.
Yeah, it's been a while, and the holidays come and go, and you know, we got the Mother's Day coming up, so you want to start with that? What's new?
Well, we'll start with that. So what's new is back on the Easter, we started doing full-time brunch on Sundays from 10 to 1. So as we roll into Mother's Day, which, by the way, I would definitely recommend making reservations. We are at currently a high number. We've got 1,300 covers on the books right now, and not to scare anybody, we still have plenty of room for parties throughout the entire day. But as I said, we are doing brunch from 10 until 1 p.m. And, of course, in tandem with brunch, you can still get anything off our full dinner menu during that period. But let's talk about brunch a little bit. This is fairly new for us. We have choices such as a braised beef short rib hash, which is sold very well on Easter and has been selling well on Sundays. We have a shashuka, which is a Mediterranean dish, pasteurized raised egg, bacon, the sauces, like sweet peppers, tomatoes, chorizo, and a little bit of crumbled feta. We have a brick oven brioche French toast, a smoked salmon flatbread that always sells well. And, of course, we have an eggs benedict, toast of brioche, mushrooms, spinach, our eggs, little hollandaise. And then if you want to add lobster to that, you can do that as well, some poached lobster. And then a vegetable frittata. And then what's new this year for the holiday brunches and every Sunday for brunch is we have the brunch sips program. $5 for a sangria or a Prosecco Bellini, a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, which is a great value anywhere around here in Massachusetts, around the Boston market. And then we have a new starter for brunch. It's an orange marmalade parfait mini, Greek yogurt mousse, house-made orange marmalade, and a little bit of granola. And like I said, on Easter, we did a phenomenal job with the brunch items, a lot of positive feedback. We were very busy on Easter from 10 to 1 with brunch, and we're looking, again, to be very busy on Mother's Day from 10 to 1 during brunch.
You know, every time I have something at Seasons 52, I'm so reluctant because I stick to old habits to try something new. Every once in a while, my wife or Dan say, try something new, try this. Then I get hooked on that. And I tried the last time I came in the lobster tails. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. I'd have to ask you, and I don't want to have a chef secret given away, what is done with those lobster tables? They're lobster tails to give it the most unbelievable flavor.
Well, to be honest with you, it's the wood grill starts the whole process. When you have a true wood-fired grill and you can infuse, you know, the proteins with that smoky flavor, it starts there. And then we brush it with a lemon butter brush on the grill and as it comes off the grill. And really, that's all it takes is you just get the sweetness from the lobster, a little bit of that lemon butter, seasoned lemon butter, and then we thaw it out to the table. We have a little bit of grilled lemon on the side there for you. And it's just a combination of those simple ingredients. And as I said, including the wood-fired nature of the grill, you're just not going to get a better tasting lobster tail around the area.
What do you have to be concerned with? Let's take a look at it from a general managerial standpoint. You know, some people, most people don't appreciate other people's jobs. I mean, how can you? And that this requires some high power thinking and a lot of work. I've asked you this before and you said yes, but how often does it happen like Sam Walton used to do, to go around to all the competitive stores and to gather information and make changes on that menu? Is that done in the industry, and do you it?
Absolutely. It's done on multiple levels. I will say that as an operator in my particular market, and that would be around the Burlington, Massachusetts market, I frequent the restaurants that are around here at least once a week, and so I try to get anywhere between 4 and 6 in a month to see what the competitors are doing across the board with their menu, presentation, food, the selection of the items they choose on their menu, how it's prepared. I watch their service style versus our service style. So you really do take in all of these dimensions, all these variables. And certainly within our market, I'll have a discussion with my director, and that'll go all the way up to the president. If I see anything in the market that is, you know, a competitive advantage for our competition, that we should be considering. And then, of course, at the top level, we have a corporate chef, our company chef, that is always looking at our competitors and looking at what we can leverage on our menu, what we can do better, what has to come off, what has to go on. So all those items are considered at a very micro level in the restaurant, all the way to a macro level up at our head office.
Well, last time we talked, you talked about a new menu. It might have been a little bit earlier to discuss the outcome of what you've had on the menu. How has it been? How have the reviews been? Are there any things you're going to add to it, or you sometimes say this hasn't worked, we'll have to cut it?
No, I mean, it's always a work in progress. So, you know, I'll give you an example. We added a paella dish on, and everybody loves paella. We added a paella on about 3 to 4 months ago, and that's been a dish that we've consistently tried to tweak to get just right, you know, whether it's adding a little bit more seasoning here, a different variety of fish in the mix. You know, those kinds of changes happen, and then we look at an execution. Can we execute this dish consistently to meet our own expectations, to meet our guests' expectations? And admittedly, that has been a challenging dish for us. The dish that we look at on a daily and weekly basis, we make sure the team that is putting it out from the station on the line, they're doing it correctly. But again, admittedly, that's been a tough dish. And, you know, foreseeably, I could see that potentially coming off the menu as we roll into menu changes because of some of the difficulties that we've had with it.
What's the biggest problem you have to deal with day to day?
Oh, geez. That's a very good question. The one thing about this industry, Stu, is that it changes from day to day in terms of what we're faced with the problems. I would say the challenge that we face in our industry, and certainly in my restaurant, is the push and drive to be consistent every single day across the board. Whether we're talking about food or service, it's the consistency element of what we do. It has to be there. And if you're missing on consistently on a regular basis, meaning you find yourself in a rut where you just cannot provide the kind of service or kind of food that the guests are looking for, especially in a market that has heightened expectations as more and more people dine out, that's the biggest challenge across the board. And we could go for hours and talk about all the variables that have to be at play to make sure consistency is what it needs to be.
Business functions, special events. I hate to get through an interview without asking that, because nobody does it better. And I've been at several of them over there at Seasons 52 at seasons52.com. Nobody does it better. What comments?
We do a phenomenal job. We're set up very well to accommodate parties of a variety of sizes. I mean, we do events every single day. And there are some days and evenings where we'll have every one of our, one of or all of the 5 function rooms that we have booked for anything from a pharmaceutical meeting and presentation to graduation parties, retirement parties, bridal showers. We've done everything that you can imagine across the board. We've had buyouts where individuals or corporations have come in and bought the entire restaurant out for an event. So we're very flexible with that. We do very well with it. We get at least 95 to 99% of the feedback we get back on our events is highly positive. I'd love to say we're perfect, but there's always, you know, small little areas here and there that occasionally pop up where we could do a better job, and we learn from that, we move forward. But generally speaking, we have about a 95 to 99% guest satisfaction rate with our events. We execute at a very high
rate. All right, and I have to say, this is unlike an advertisement. I mean, my wife is there all the time. There's a reason. There's a reason. Dan, I'll see you over there very soon. Can't wait to try a lot of the new things. It's always great having you on.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, we'll talk about boating in Boston when we come back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, Stu Taylor back, and a final segment of the day, and we await a contact from Michael Agajanian from Boating in Boston, boatinginboston.com, and if we don't have that connection today, we'll have him on tomorrow, because this is an amazing time to enlist in one of the great recreational events, not only in the Boston area, but outside of it as well. So we'll just roll on here with one of my favorite people. Can you imagine Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un together six times? I mean, how much would you like to see that conversation? He should be our ambassador. He really should be our ambassador. That is, Dennis Rodman should be the only one who's allowed to go to North Korea. Maybe he can arrange the release. There's now three in custody, more Americans. And it's a tactic that's used, and it's used effectively, because so many times during recent American history, especially during the Obama administration, they know we're not going to take action or do anything. I keep thinking of that Green Beret or that Marine who took a wrong turn. It was very unclear on the signs, ended up in Mexico, and suffered the stresses and torture. Didn't get any concern from Obama. And then I was hesitating now because I was thinking of the woman, I think, in Iran that Trump just got released. And he did it very quietly. Not Obama. There's an American in his 70s. I think he's in Iran. We haven't heard about him in 12, 15 years. Don't be surprised if Trump bears down and gets that done. And a lot of you might say, because an instantaneous thought is, well, it's only one or two or three people. But do you realize how much symbolism plays out in the actions of individuals and a country during the course of the year? Amazingly so. And the duties of a president, and I understand when people say a lot of this is over Trump's head. I mean, how do you possibly grasp and handle everything he's done after we've had, especially someone, and George Bush, George W., certainly not innocent, but I'm looking at what Barack Obama has done to screw up this country. But he's out there with his arrogance getting that award from Caroline Kennedy. So the elements keep coming. Trump keeps fighting. He can't win every battle. He can't do everything right. I know he's used to winning every battle. But no matter what he does, he's doomed. The other day, instead of flying into New York for a meeting, he said he wouldn't because the cost of security and the mess it would create on the streets of New York was too much. So back to Mar-a-Lago he goes. And then there's criticism how he's away every week golfing and taking vacations. I never heard any criticism of Barry Hussein Obama. I don't hear any criticisms of him today. Here's a guy who, in a short period of time, will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a disgrace to society. It's an inappropriate. It's inappropriately an inverse relationship between generally people's values and what they get. I'd love to see big hikes in with competent teachers, with firemen, with policemen, with our military. Trump has accelerated the pay and increased it for our military. Trump is doing more than his share to make certain that women get equal income with men. And with all of the contradictions, all of them, against Trump, how often do you hear someone stepping up and saying he's doing more for women than any other, he did more for women than any other businessman, and look at all the women he has involved around him in his administration. So there's very little credit there, and yet on the other hand, the likes of Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert are just incomprehensible in terms of what is acceptable and decent taste. Now, because Stephen Colbert is on after 10 or 11 at night, the FTC has no control over that. And because Bill Maher, or very little control, I don't know what they can do, or Bill Maher, who's on HBO and it's unrestricted, you can say any dirty, rotten, disgusting thing you want. And I'll repeat what I've said on this show many times. I'm no prude. This isn't a matter of being a prude. It's a matter of common decency. It's a matter of protecting the channels and the outlets where our kids are exposed. It's degrading. Degrading to not only women, degrading to everyone. And I will bet you right now there may be a small fine or a slap on the wrist for Stephen Colbert, which his network will probably pick up because they're getting so much publicity out there. They'll never touch Bill Maher. It's not going to happen. And these are just a few examples. I don't watch those shows. I really don't watch those shows. If I'm watching the news in the morning, I see the clips. I call them a bunch of clapping seals, moronic, sitting in the audience, following not the direction of comedians, but political activists. It's a free country. You can do what you want. If the advertisers pay, you go with it. If the advertisers threaten, you get rid of people, even like Bill O'Reilly. Oh, I have a feeling we'll be back in some capacity. I'm not looking for any overhaul at all of the First and Second Amendments. Freedom of speech, right to carry the guns. But there has to be some limitations to protect our youth in this country. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
Yep. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,